This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Let's Play Doctor. Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of life like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative. A lot of people say I treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal child challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. And that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. Well, we have the power to be a disease-free country. We've pretty much eliminated all the infectious disease with clean water systems, disinfected water. We don't have, you know, the cholera being transmitted by drinking water that people have gone to the bathroom in, that sort of stuff. We have personal hygiene. We can take a shower every day. We have food inspection and so on. And so we pretty much got rid of all the infectious diseases and parasites and by not running around barefoot and feedlots for animals that drop their manure and stuff like that. So we wear shoes. We don't get hookworms. It's an amazing thing, just getting rid of all the infectious stuff and parasites. But we still have all these degenerative diseases, which, for the most part, are nutritional deficiencies. Some of them are aggravated by inflammation. So we do have the power to do this. And I always like to start out with birth defects. If we were to get every young person prior to being conceived, okay, mom and dad needs to be taking the 90 essential nutrients, 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, then all through the pregnancy development, and the mother and dad are absorbing, they're getting all the nutrients they need because they're on a gluten-free diet, no fried foods, no processed meats or oils, no inflammation. They're absorbing, you know, near 100%. The odds of having a birth defect is pretty much done. We know that birth defects have nothing to do with genetics. All birth defects are caused by nutritional deficiency of the embryos. Things like Down syndrome are caused by deficiency of a single mineral. And in the first couple of months of pregnancy, up to two and a half months, Down syndrome is reversible if you catch it early enough with an amniocentesis, and you know where they take the fluid out of the uterus, the amniotic sac, and you can look for the trisomy chromosomes, trisomy 21, and then also, of course, is reversible at that point. After the baby's born, you can actually add 50 to 100 IQ points to them by a supplement program, and they can be independent and live by themselves and work a job and so forth. But why have a child born with the Down syndrome is totally unnecessary. Same way with spina bifida. I was in on getting that rule put in where prenatal vitamins have to have folic acid to prevent spina bifida. And then, of course, we know that one nutritional deficiency can result in problems with your digits and limbs, you know, short limbs and arms and legs missing, too many fingers, not enough fingers, that kind of stuff. Heart defects can be caused by a deficiency of a single nutrient. And then we have birth defects like muscular dystrophy, cystic fibrosis. All these things are totally preventable. So with things like cerebral palsy and all the sexual dysfunctions, these are all preventable with preconception nutrition, okay? And then we're looking at brain disorders, all the dementias, including Alzheimer's disease, vascular dementia, Korsakoff syndrome, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease, ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's disease, and then Huntington's disease. All of these things are nutritional deficiencies along with some inflammation, fried foods, processed meat, oils, gluten, have nothing to do with genetics. They can be generational. They can be three or four generations of your family have these problems because they're all eating bad food and deficient because they're eating food grown in the same area. Then, of course, type 2 diabetes, we've known, has nothing to do with genetics. We've known for 85 years it's a deficiency of a single nutrient. Of course, you got to be gluten-free so you can maximize your absorption. No fried foods, no processed meats, oils, or gluten, no sugar. You throw in the 90 essential nutrients. We get people who have been type 2 diabetics for 30 years. I mean, they're in trouble. They got bad stuff going on, lots of complications. And then 30 days, they've been able to wean off their medication, just doing what their doctor says. Obesity has nothing to do with eating too much or lack of exercise. Obesity is a deficiency of one or more of the nutrients, a certain class of nutrients. There's three of them. If you're deficient in any one of those, you can be a 400-pound, 600-pound, 800-pound person. So you take these nutrients, and you stay away from all the inflammatory foods, and guess what? You lose a half a pound, 2 pounds a day, and you'll never gain the weight back. And there's cardiovascular diseases. Cardiovascular diseases have nothing to do with cholesterol and saturated fat. Congestive heart failure is due to deficiency of a single vitamin. We've known that for 300 years, discovered by a Japanese naval surgeon. Okay? And then there's a sudden heart death. You see in athletes and people do hard physical work. Cardiomyopathy, heart disease. I've done 1,700 autopsies published on that one. It's a deficiency of a single mineral, totally, absolutely unnecessary for that to happen. And then, of course, you can have liver cirrhosis. 98% of your liver engulfed with scar tissue from liver cirrhosis or primary sclerosing cholangitis, a very unique type of liver cirrhosis. Given the 90 essential nutrients and getting rid of all the bad stuff, your liver will recover. Your liver has the power to recover. It wants to recover. And, of course, kidney failure and kidney disease, and you're on dialysis, guess what? 99% of all kidney disease is not kidney disease. When you're on dialysis because of kidney failure, it might save your life for a couple of weeks, but that's not the real problem. The real problem, of course, is the blood vessels carrying the dirty blood into the filtering units of the kidneys, called glomeruli, are blocked. And the reason why your blood test says your kidneys aren't filtering the blood is because they can't get the dirty blood to filter. So we had to learn how to support and promote healthy blood flow through these obstructed arteries and support healthy blood pressure. Okay? Contact your MD associate. Get the books Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Disease Transmission, Rare Earth Event Cures, and learn how to eliminate all diseases. We have the power. We can be a disease-free country, and you can do it. We'll be back with Leslie Doctor after these messages.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com. This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We're back with Leslie Doctor of the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity and Night Flight Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll free 1-877-912-PLAGUE, and that's toll free 1-877-912-7529. And I have a tendency to go fast sometimes, so if I go too fast, you can look up the good food, bad food list. You can look how to break up your supplement programs. You can maximize your benefit, learn how to order the books and get on the podcast and so forth. DocsRecipe.com, D-O-C-S Recipe.com. I think we got the A-team in today. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Doctor. How are you doing today?
Fabulous.
Fabuloso. And that's Italian.
Fabuloso,
that's your
yeah.
Italian. I remember that. I hear you're going to go down to New Orleans. How does a person who's gluten intolerant or on a gluten-free diet eat in New Orleans? That seems like it would be a challenge.
Well, you have to eat rice and you eat fish.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of that down there,
fish.
Both of those.
Yep, a lot of steamed vegetables and baked sweet potatoes and that kind of stuff. You can do it. You just got to be stalwart and strong and yeah. Send off the bread they want to bring you at the table. No noodles.
Right.
Go Foods, we have actually gluten-free noodles in our Go Foods division.
Oh, okay.
So you can do that.
That probably rules out the beignets, doesn't it?
Okay, listen, you know, we got Ms. Brandy been sitting in here for a couple of months, and she's a special lady. Can we bring her on so we can just ask her a few questions so people who know who she is?
She's right here.
Right here. Hello, Ms. Brandy.
Good afternoon, Dr. Wallach. How are you doing, sir?
Okay. I want to ask you a couple of questions so people get to know you a little bit. We brought Ms. Brandy on as a sidekick because I want people to know that you don't have to be a doctor to know this stuff. How long have you been working with Youngevity and being one of my apprentices, so to speak?
Yes, sir. This past December was 11 years.
All right. Now, do you have any medical training? Are you a nurse or a pharmacist or a doctor of any kind?
No, sir.
Okay. And so how did you learn all this stuff? How did you come about all these answers and knowledge about these health problems?
Well, I began to study Youngevity back 11 years ago whenever it helped me help my son overcome asthma. And so I began to use the CDs and the tapes, and, of course, I went to many Dr. Joel Wallach lectures, and I really utilized a lot of the tools. Youngevity has lots of webinars and product knowledge conference calls and things mm-hmm. of that nature.
Okay, now you had some personal issues, and as did your daughter.
Yes, sir, we did.
Your son had the asthma. How long did it take for him to get rid of his asthma?
2 weeks.
And how old was he at the time?
6 years old.
All right, very good. And what about yourself and your daughter?
Yes, sir, I was about 40 pounds overweight, and I began to lose weight right away. And my daughter was about 80 pounds overweight, and she also was very successful with taking her weight off and then keeping it off.
All right. So you've been able to take this knowledge, and you literally help thousands of people. You deal, and tell me, like, how many people are in your group? How many people are you responsible for?
Yes, sir. I have almost 4,000.
4,000 people you're responsible for. And do you just work around your own little town you live in, or do you work in other states or countries?
Oh, no, sir. I've been to Texas about four times this year. I've put 40,000 miles on my car since last December.
You're getting some tax deductions, girl.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I go anywhere that my people want to build. I'll drive to them. I've recently gone up. I was about 20 miles outside of Michigan, in Shipshawana, Indiana, working with my Amish doctor, Dr. Yoder.
Okay. And I know you go to a foreign country. Which one is that?
Oh, yes, I go to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of friends up there, eh?
Yeah, we have a lot of fun up in Canada, and I appreciate all you do for these folks. And, Ms. Brandy has really extended herself and become a student of this information. And she's one of those angels that just makes sure that everybody is getting the very best knowledge they can. And if they employ this and they do everything that's said to get rid of all the bad foods and to supplement properly appropriate for their health problems, good things happen. You've seen all kinds of good things happen, haven't you, Ms. Brandy?
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you very much. So we just wanted everybody out there listening to know why Brandy's become a regular sidekick. Because I want everybody to know that you don't have to be a doctor or a pharmacist or a nurse to be able to know these things. And as Ms. Brandy says, we have tools. We have books. We have CDs and DVDs. We have YouTubes, Facebooks. We have the podcast here with Let's Play Doctor, and plus the show on an ongoing basis. We're always available. And two of our first three callers are regulars who are also becoming students of the information and share a lot with other people. So you'll get to hear them, too. Thank you, Ms. Brandy.
Thank you, sir, for having me.
Okay. All right. Anything we need to say here Tom?
Well, we've got about a minute and 15 seconds. We can certainly find out what Charlene's question is.
Okay, let's go to Maryland and Charlene. Charlene, you're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Wilding. I called yesterday in reference to the gentleman that's 32 years old, weighed 230 pounds, and he had the brain tumor, and he's tall, and had the brain tumor, migraines, and hearing loss from the brain tumor, and then the knee and back issue, and their sleepies. But I talked to him, and he said that the brain tumor was benign. And I was just wondering, because I know you said the brain and heart pack, glucose gel, ultimate daily, and the sleepies, but is that, since this was the benign, was there anything changed, anything needs to be changed on the remedy he needs to take?
Well, what would you add to encourage stem cells to help rebuild the brain, Ms. Brandy?
The Immortalium, sir.
You get an A-plus Immortalium, get him 2 bottles of that a month, so 2 or 3 those tablets twice a day, and don't forget the 8 to 10 eggs a day, and we'll be back. Thank you for getting that information, Ms. Charlene. Super, super. Want to hear from you every couple of weeks, and we can track you guys. Be back after these messages.
Are you looking for an opportunity to improve your situation? Are you looking for a way to get out of that 9-to-5 job? Well, Corky and her husband were, too.
I fired my boss, and I matched my income, and my husband still had his job. And last spring, he was laid off. But at the same time, you had come out and increased our income the same amount that he made every month. So we were able to not have to worry about it. Just one less thing to worry about. I have been in other companies, and I have finally found the answer. And the answer is having a product that actually works and continues to work and helping people in their lives and getting them off those dangerous drugs and helping to heal their bones and heal their aches and pains, and they're getting them off the medication. It's been so much fun helping people. And I feel like I'm 20 again. My knees don't hurt. My elbows don't hurt. My shoulder doesn't hurt. I feel so much younger now. This is the most fun thing we have ever done. I am having so much fun. And people, and they tell me how happy they are and how healthy they are. And, you know, they call me and they're in tears, and because their child can get straight A's now before they were taking Ritalin. And it's just so exciting getting people off the drugs and living a healthy lifestyle.
Even if you've tried network marketing before, we encourage you to have a look at this company. You, like Corky and her husband, could find success with Youngevity. We'll help you all along the way. All you need to get involved is a strong desire to help yourself while helping others. Call us today at the number you'll hear during the show, or call us directly at 877-344-1010. That's 877-344-1010.
Back with Let's Play Doctor on the Heart Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. That's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And Tom, let's go to Florida and Laura. Laura, you're on the air. Oh, I'm sorry, Paul. I'm supposed to go to Paul. Paul, are you there? Go to California.
No, we're back with Laura. Laura's
okay,
on
I'm
with
sorry.
You.
Hello there. Hi, Dr. Wallach. How are you doing today?
Okay, how can I help you?
Okay, I'm the, I'm going to call myself a young lady that has the granddaughter. Her name is Serena, that's 7 years old, that has the uveitis. The last time we spoke, it was about a month ago, you had told me that we need to take Serena to the ophthalmologist and that we need to get her back on the anti-inflammatory drops for her eyes. Last week we went to the ophthalmologist and he said that her eyes were not doing well. There's no damage, but the inflammation was really bad in one eye and there was inflammation in the other. And she's actually having to take 8 drops a day in one eye and 4 drops a day in the other.
Okay.
With that, unfortunately, he said that she needs to get on Humira. And
I want to intercept this, and I need your help.
Okay. What does she weigh? What does she weigh?
Serena weighs 46 pounds, and you have her already on the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. You got her on Vision FX, Ocutive, Vitamin D, Selenium, Glucogel, and I believe that's it, as far as I know at this point.
Okay, and so the diet, you got her gluten-free and all the bad stuff is gone?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, super. All right, well, what I would do now is go to a different eye doctor, particularly if you're close to a university, I'd go to a university eye doctor and get their opinion, get another opinion from them. Okay,
yeah,
and what did the second guy say?
Okay, yeah, we've gone to the University of Miami eye doctor. Mm-hmm. She specializes in uveitis. She was the one that initially told us that.
And what did she say now?
She said that Serena had to get on methotrexate. And so what we did was we went to another ophthalmologist that specializes in uveitis, and he says he wants her to get on Humira, and he said he would have had her on Humira 2 years ago. And he was very adamant that and very concerned about Serena's eyesight. That's what what they're both concerned about is the going blind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
So we need
to find out what is causing the inflammation, because her bones and the joints, we took her to the rheumatologist the following day, because, of course, you got to go to the rheumatologist to get the prescription for the drug and everything. You got to get blood tests.
Mm-hmm.
So the rheumatologist said all her bones and joints are fine. And when my daughter had to take her to get a blood test, all these blood tests, and the results took 2 weeks. Next week, we're supposed to be going back to the doctor and start her on the Humira.
Yeah.
And,
okay, well, stop there a minute. Remind me, does she have any history of asthma or skin problems, any eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis?
Yes. She gets bumpies on her arms, her thighs, her face, her cheeks.
Okay, yeah, this is called keratosis. It's kind of like little sandpaper on the back of the arms and the thighs.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that's called keratosis. This is from a vitamin A deficiency. Okay, you've already made the diagnosis for us here. Okay.
Okay,
so Ms. Brandy, what's going on here?
Yes, sir. Even if they're working very hard to clean up her diet already, somehow or another, gluten is continuing to sneak its way in. The little girl would not be having the bumpies, the keratosis popping out on her again if the gluten was completely out. It hides itself so many places.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And it could be a brother eating gluten at school, bringing it back in and throw his clothes in the washer with hers. It could be mom and dad still eating gluten, you know, toast for breakfast and bagels at work during a break in the morning. They come home, throw their clothes in the laundry. The dog food and cat food may have gluten in it. This child's got to be drop-dead gluten-free. And the supplement program is good, but she may not be absorbing much of it because she does have a gluten intolerance. And she's got a serious vitamin A deficiency, which is what causes this. And this is why people like Stevie Wonder, okay, and Ray Charles, they had the same problem. That's why they were blind. Okay, so you got to get the gluten out of her life, make sure she's taking her supplements appropriate for her weight, and everything should get better. But if you have to put her on the medication for a while to manage things until you get everything gluten-free, got to be gluten-free so she can absorb the nutrients. But yeah, with the keratosis, she's got a gluten intolerance. That's the basic.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring
requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We're back. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAGUE. And that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. Tom, let's go right back to Florida. And Laura, going to finish up question here. What's your question, Laura?
Okay, I'm going to throw this in as quickly as possible. Okay, my daughter did get an LCAT test done. And unfortunately, she's like confused on how the LCAT results is supposed to work. What is your take on the LCAT test and, you know, how, I mean, is that
okay?
We should
an LCAT test is a food allergy test, right?
It's a food allergy, a little bit of everything, actually. Anything that it's infected.
Okay, well, here's the deal.
Everything.
Doctors have the failed belief that gluten intolerance is due to a wheat thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, positively not true.
Mm-hmm.
Wheat has nothing to do with gluten intolerance. Nothing, okay? Wheat allergy has nothing to do with gluten intolerance. The gluten in the wheat isn't giving the kid an allergy to wheat. And so when they come back and say, oh, she's not allergic to wheat, she can eat all the wheat she wants, that doctor should be put in jail. Okay?
Right.
Because it's kind of like nobody's allergic to poison ivy, but everybody who gets poison ivy juice on their skin is going to get a contact dermatitis. Nobody, you know, you can have a wheat allergy and not have gluten intolerance if you stay away from wheat, barley, and oats. Okay?
Right.
Gluten intolerance has nothing to do with an allergy. And so if you don't have a wheat allergy, you're still going to get gluten intolerance if you have gluten intolerance. Okay?
Right.
So you can't go by that. It's a useless test in this case.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how to say it any other way. It's a useless test.
Okay. Because it's not an allergy test. It's a sensitivity test.
Basically, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So if it says she doesn't have a wheat allergy, then she can still have a gluten problem. Which I believe she does. That's why she's got the little white bumpies all over her, right? Because she can't absorb beta carotene or vitamin A.
Yeah.
It's a big molecule. Vitamin A and beta-carotene is a big, big molecule, very difficult to absorb under ideal circumstances. Then you start getting intestinal damage. Her intestines look like she's eating poison ivy for salads. Is where she's at. Does she ever complain about belly problems, belly pain?
No, she's doing fine. I mean, she's been gluten-free, I mean, totally for like 4 months now.
Okay, good.
And
But, as far as that's concerned, I don't believe it, because if she's still got the bumpy, she's still not absorbing efficiently. She may only be absorbing 5%.
Yeah, well, you know what? She used to have a bad case of eczema behind her ears.
Yeah.
And since you put her on the supplements 4 months ago, her eczema is gone.
Good. Well, everybody needs to crank down so you see success. Okay, stop talking, dear. Stop talking. You need it because we've got other people here we've got to go to. But you have to crank down. Everybody in the whole household's got to be gluten-free, including the dog, the cat, the bird, the fish. She's got to be taught that she cannot cheat at school. She's got to be taught that everybody, including grandma, mother-in-law, renters, in church, you know, after church, eating with everybody else, cannot hang around anybody eating gluten. Can't eat gluten. Mm-hmm. If she wants a hamburger, she's got to have a lettuce wrap. Can't have a hamburger bun. Okay? Can't have oatmeal for breakfast. Can't have cereal for breakfast. She can have eggs and baked sweet potatoes with butter for breakfast, but she can't have oatmeal for breakfast or cereal or Cheerios or any of that kind of stuff. Okay?
Right, and she doesn't. She doesn't have anything like that.
But everybody in the household's got to be the same way.
Right.
Because mom gave it to her.
And, all right, so it's more so that the gluten is getting onto her skin by some shape or form, and that's how she's getting it into her system?
It can be, but the odds are she's eating it or breathing it. Somebody's bringing it home.
At school.
It's possible. Yep. You see them with all their buddies and they're eating spaghetti and crackers for lunch. Okay?
Yeah. But, I mean, how do we...
They have to have a place where people with gluten intolerance can eat together without eating around people eat wheat. Got to run, dear. We'll be back to Leslie Doctor Business.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Network, Dr. Joel Wallach here for Young Duty, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call, toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. That's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And Tom, let's go way out to the West Coast, California, and Paul. Paul, you're on the air.
Dr. Wallach, I have a question. Our family has two new babies. One arrived and one's on the way. And I've talked to the mothers about the danger of vaccinations and autism, and they don't believe it. They believe what they hear on TV. And so I'm wondering, what can be done to prevent damage from a vaccination? Or even better, what could be done to, what could I tell them they could do to prevent measles so they don't even need the measles vaccine? I'm reading your books. I've got epigenetics, and I've read all your books. So would it be a good idea to suggest not vaccinating until age three? Or
okay, we can't. Okay, we can't do that. We can't suggest not vaccinate. If they choose not to vaccinate, they can actually fill a form that says, you know, because of religious beliefs or whatever, where you don't want to have the babies vaccinated. Then they're going to say, okay, well, if there's an outbreak of the measles or smallpox or whatever it is, you have to keep the baby home. Well, I'd keep them at home anyway if there's an outbreak of those things, right? And so, but you can't tell them that it's best to not vaccinate.
Well, how about going to these measles parties that a lot of parents bring their kids
to get lifetime
immunity?
Yeah, we used to do that all the time when we were kids. Grandma would take, somebody had the measles, they'd take you over there and you'd roll around the rug and wrestle out and get the measles and then you had lifetime immunity. Now, without the vaccination,
right,
that's another possibility. Okay, but let's answer the question of what we can do here to support that baby's immune system. Is the one that's born, is it being breastfed by the mother?
I will ask her.
Okay, well, let's assume for a minute that she is being breastfed, and the other baby's going to be breastfed, too. So what would you do here in a case, Ms. Brandy, your grandmama, you know this stuff. You've had a bunch of kids. And so what would you do for these two mothers and the two babies? How would you get the nutrients into the baby's support immune system?
Absolutely, sir. I would start off with a healthy brain and heart pack and really clean that diet up. No fried foods, no processed meat, no carbonation, and extra calcium. My daughter did very well with the healthy start pack and extra calcium. The healthy brain and heart pack, excuse me, with the extra calcium, sir. No gluten. No gluten whatsoever.
Okay, very good. And if the baby is not being breastfed, you could put these nutrients into the bottle. Okay, obviously, a newborn little baby there. I would go with something that's easy to measure. I'd go with the Tropical Plus, a liquid. It tastes very good. It's a teaspoon for 20 pounds of body weight. The baby weighs 5 pounds, it'd be a quarter of a teaspoon twice a day. The Tropical Plus, the EFAs, I'd throw some of the EFAs in. One of those, puncture the EFA and squish it in one of the doses of the baby's formula. I'd also give the baby a teaspoon of like the cherry mints or the strawberry kiwi fruit minerals, teaspoon per day, twice a day for 20 pounds of body weight. So if the baby weighs 5 pounds, that's a quarter of a teaspoon of those things. And that should cover them if they're not breathing breastfed. Otherwise, you give the mother her dose for her body weight with the Healthy Start Pack or the one Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, okay, as Ms. Brandy says, okay? But either way, you got to get the nutrients into these babies, and that's the way to do it, get their immune system up. But we cannot tell them not to vaccinate. That's their...
Well, okay, suppose that I think they're going to be vaccinated, so if they're vaccinated, is there any nutrients that they can, I mean, other than the ones she suggested, is there any nutrients that can counter the effect, especially when they start banging their head on the crib from whatever causes that? Is there any nutrients like selenium that would reverse that process?
Well,
Dr. Wallace, could we possibly use a little bit of the herbal rainforest just to take out any kind of, you know, if there's any toxicities in the shots? Would that be a possibility?
Yeah, I'm afraid I wouldn't give a newborn baby a herbal rainforest.
Okay.
It's a good idea, you know, for a six-year-old, but not for a newborn baby. You know, 14 herbs in there cause, you know, the cleansing herbs cause diarrhea. I don't want to go there. And so I would just go with the nutrients and make sure the mama's free of gluten. And if Ms. Brandy says no wheat, brown rye, oats, and that way the baby has the best chance. But let me know what their decision is and what happens, and we'll kind of monitor things with you. But we can't tell them not to vaccinate. That's not our position. Okay.
Oh, Okay. Thank you. Apparently, the president said he did not. He does not vaccinate his kids except once a year. So, if the president can say it, can we say it?
Well, that's the parents' choice. I cannot tell them to not vaccinate.
The president said he did not vaccinate his kids until they were, what, six or something like that?
I don't know the story.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Paul. Okay. Let's run out to the center of the country in Michigan. And Mary Lou. Mary Lou, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach. How are you doing?
Fine. Thank you. How can I help you?
Well, I'm calling in regards to my cousin. I just talked to her yesterday. She has been diagnosed with fibromyalgia. And I've seen you on Bunny Hen, and also my sister has told me many things, a lot of products that you offer, and I was wondering if you had anything that she could, that would help her.
Okay, what does she weigh?
Mm-hmm.
What does she weigh?
How much does she weigh?
Mm-hmm.
I think she's about 200.
Okay,
she's tall,
she?
She doesn't look real big, but she said she's about 20, 30 pounds overweight.
How tall is she?
Let me see here. I want to say she's 5'6", 5'7".
Okay, well, I'm 5'6". I think I'm short.
No.
But a 5'6", she needs to weigh for a woman about 140, so she's 60 pounds overweight. Okay.
Okay.
Does she have any other issues other than the weight problem, the fibromyalgia? Does she have any diabetes or high blood pressure?
I don't believe so. I just know that she's telling me yesterday she was really depressed. She's in a lot of extreme pain. She was taking the Lyrica, but the Lyrica is causing ringing in her ears,
yeah,
and it's unbearable.
Okay.
So she
okay.
had to stop that.
Okay. Now it's time for you to start writing. Get your pen and paper out.
Okay. Yep, I got it.
What kind of diet would you put her on?
I'm sorry? What kind
Ms.
of what diet?
Brandy's going to tell you about the diet. You need to listen now, Mary Lou.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, I would go totally gluten-free.
Okay.
That's no wheat, rye, barley, and oats. There's no such thing as a gluten-free oat. Also, you're going to have to stay away from all fried foods,
carbonation. Okay.
Clean up, get, and make sure she's getting two healthy brain and heart packs. I would add two bottles of the Glucogel to help with the fibromyalgia. I would also add a little bit of Immortalium to help with stem cells. I would also add some Rev to help with the weight loss. To deal with the depression and the not feeling well like that, definitely no sugars, because sugars drive the depression.
Okay, very, very good. And Ms. Brand is quite correct, Mary Lou. Your cousin needs two healthy brain and heart packs per month, all those are twice a day. She needs two bottles of the Glucogel and divide it up into three times a day, five at breakfast, five at lunch, five at dinner. That is for the connective tissue, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc, pinned vertebrae, bone, make bone itself. And let's see here. The Immortalium.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for stem cells. It helps stem cells rebuild stuff. Okay, I'd have her take two or three of those tablets twice a day. That's two bottles a month. And then for the pain, you said CM cream, did you?
Oh, yes, sir. I forgot about the CM cream, but the CM cream is awesome for pain.
Yep. Apply that to her joints. What would you add that to make the pain relief even stronger?
Oh, yes, sir. The trauma oil will make it a turbo cream where the pain really goes away for about a good 6-7 hours.
Okay, yep, that's the trauma oil from our Ancient Legacy Division. It's a blend of herbs and oils, and so she should add 5 or 6 drops of that to each teaspoon of the CM cream, or she can apply. And Rev, R-E-V, for the weight loss, have her take one bottle a month, put a dropper full under her tongue 30 minutes for each meal, and she'll begin to lose a half a pound or 2 pounds a day. So she can lose that 40 pounds or 60 pounds, whatever it might be, 40 to 60 pounds, in, say, 3 to 4 months very easily, because you can lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day on this program, and she won't need the surgery because as you lose weight on this program, taking the 90 cents nutrients, the skin tends to tone up, so there's no extra saggy, baggy skin left over. You need surgery to deal with that. And so if she does all these things, she will see good results. So we're always looking for good testimonies, so make sure you guys give us a call.
Okay. Absolutely. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
Hey, God bless you. And stick with us. Back to more Truth, Justice, the Longevity Way. Let's play doctor after these messages.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org. The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection. We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Back. Let's play Dr. Lamar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity, 95 Crusade. And Tom, let's go to New York. And Ivy. Ivy, you're on the air.
Okay, Dr. Wallach.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good evening. I'm sorry to bother you again. I received the CD. And I played it twice, but I still don't get the names of the stuff that you said to buy. So I'm asking if you could tell me the names of them again. I
okay.
Get the right.
Give me your problems again. Yeah, give me the problems again.
To order them.
Give me the names of the problems, the diseases, so I know what to give you. I speak to a thousand people every day.
I have osteoporosis, arthritis.
Okay, arthritis.
Yeah.
And then what else?
In the joint.
Yeah, arthritis in the joints. Any other problem? High blood pressure, diabetes?
Yes, arthritis.
Okay, but no diabetes.
High blood pressure.
High blood pressure, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any diabetes?
No.
Okay. Is this yourself or somebody else?
For myself.
How much do you weigh?
146.
And how tall are you?
5'1".
Okay, 5'1". I'd like to see you weigh 105, 110. And so you're 30, 40 pounds overweight. So, Ms. Brandy, what would you do for Ivy? She's got arthritis, joint problems, high blood pressure. What'd you do for her? She got a weight problem.
Yes, sir. I would start off with one of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs. Then I would add on a couple of secret sauces. For the blood pressure, I would go with the Cardio Sticks, two boxes of those so she can have one in the morning, one in the evening. I would add the Ultimate Classic Dailies so that she can have a couple of those.
It goes the other way, Ultimate Daily Classic.
Oh, I'm so sorry, sir. I'm so sorry. I would also add the two bottles of Glucogel so she could have 15 of those twice a day, or three times a day. Yes, sir. And maybe an extra calcium.
Okay, what did you do for the weight loss? What did you give her for the weight loss?
Oh, the Rev weight loss program, where you get the shakes and the Rev snack bars and the drops that go under your tongue 3 times a day.
Yeah, the Rev is in the dropper bottle, one dropper full under your tongue 30 minutes before each meal. You begin to lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. Leave it absorb through oral tissues. And then the shake and the meal bar that Ms. Brandy's talking about is the keto caramel.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Who else am I talking to?
Tell me the name of it again.
Okay, it's called the keto, K-E-T-O. Caramel.
K-E-T-O?
Mm-hmm. Caramel. C-A-R-A-M-E-L.
The next shake. One is?
Caramel shake and the caramel food bar. The food bar has 250 calories. It's a meal replacer. The shake is also a meal replacer. Make it with water, and you can throw a couple of eggs in there if you want. You can put some of your supplements in there, and you can freeze it and eat it as an ice cream. There's no sugar or carbohydrates in there. It's all protein and good fats, and it will help speed up the weight loss. I like to have in the middle of the day, because I eat a big breakfast and big dinner time, so in the middle of the day I'll just have one of those keto caramel food bars. I only get 251 calories. I'm not hungry, but I eat it because I have to have energy for the show. And you'll lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. And, of course, with the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, at your body weight, I would just get one bottle of those. So you can have three of those a day, one with each meal or one at breakfast and two at dinner time. And the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, you can take one of those a day, divide it up into half at breakfast, half at dinner time, and then get an extra bottle of the Osteo, so you can take 2 ounces a day, get an extra bottle of the Glucogel, so you can take 15 of those a day. Then give us a call every couple of weeks, and we'll kind of walk you through this. We don't want you to be confused. You know, we'll be on your side and partner up with you, and we will walk you through this. So if you have any questions, things go along. But again, you can, as you order this stuff, you're in New York, so it might take 5 working days to get to you, but you can start the diet right now when you hang up. Okay, thank you, everybody. Really a great testimony and question today. Thank you so much, Ms. Brandy. Super job as usual. Thank you, Tom. Super job as usual. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops. God bless our Navy SEALs. And God bless America.
Program is for informational purposes only. It is assumed the listeners of their own primary health care provider will consult with and refer themselves to a qualified health professional as they deem necessary. Let's Play Doctor is produced live Monday through Friday between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern. Let's Play Doctor is a copyrighted presentation of and is authorized solely by Lamar Networks Incorporated. For information on the licensing of this program, call Lamar Networks at 877-344-4444.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov. Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.